listening to a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of the endless spring.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to 90.1 FM Champaign, WEFT.
Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht, and I'm here with Linda Evans with kind of a Snopocalypse special edition of See You at the Show.
It's February 3rd, 2022, and we have a February frenzy and a snow frenzy going on outside.
Yeah.
So there are some cancellations and some changes in rehearsals and things like that. People are, and luckily, we're all used to doing things over Zoom. So there have been some rehearsals that have been able to happen over Zoom.
Yeah,
we're so flexible now as a theater.
Right. I think some students who had school canceled were not happy that the world is able to go on
right.
in a virtual capacity. But
right.
in terms of theater productions, while you can't necessarily do the shows, you can keep rehearsals going in most cases. Everybody's, you know, pretty adaptable to Zoom work. You and I are both in shows, and those rehearsal schedules have been impacted, but not badly.
Right.
And tonight, however, we have a cancellation notice hot off the presses. Heartland Theater Company's opening night of Life Sucks has been canceled. They usually open up on a Thursday night with a Pay What You Can night. And because of all of the crazy snow blowing and hazardous traveling, that is going to be canceled, and they will have opening night tomorrow, Friday night.
Is there any word whether they're going to add another show at a later date?
Not that we know of yet.
Okay.
So this run is going to go, so this is going to be Friday, Saturday this week, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday.
So still plenty of chances to see it.
And you can go to heartlandtheater.org, and of course, you can always go to seeyouattheshow.com and look at our Now Playing section for additional information on how to get tickets and when to see the show. That is not the only show going on, because it's also opening weekend for Peoria Players' The SpongeBob Musical. So. Mm-hmm. If you're like me and you're really wanting to see what the show is like because Parkland is doing it in April, you will want to take this trip. And I'm probably going to take it this weekend with or without you because I'm determined to see SpongeBob Musical in Peoria. And they open tomorrow night. I don't know anything about their venue because we have not seen an inside show in Peoria yet.
We haven't.
So that's
but
exciting.
We did see a show last week.
We did.
And we did. If you follow us on Facebook, then you probably saw a quick take from us going to Danville to see The Trouble with Cats. And you still have several opportunities. Well, I guess this is the last weekend to see The Trouble with
Cats. Yeah, it looks like it runs through the 6th. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow night is the 4th, so
right.
there will be Friday, Saturday, Sunday shows of The Trouble with Cats. And you probably have never heard of The Trouble with Cats. We hadn't heard of The Trouble with Cats.
It's fun. It's fun and it's funny. And there was a 15-minute intermission, about 2.5 hours, and with the intermission.
Yeah, right. Let's figure bit. That's where they're at by now.
Right.
Because that was our one.
Because we saw it opening.
Our one little criticism was that the pacing wasn't good.
Right.
And you had another criticism about some sort of shrubbery on the stage.
I wish I had a chance to talk to the director about the decision. There was like a small tree on the stage that it seemed awkward for. Maybe they've worked it out by now, or maybe I'm the only one who found it awkward, but it seemed like it was kind of an awkward thing for the actors to work around.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
Okay, so it was just like one of those things that kind of bothered me, but it's all good.
Okay, so we said a couple negative things. And
we've said it's
a long show, but it was really funny. If
it's
you
funny.
Watch our quick take, that we so a lot of times when we come out, especially if we don't think we're going to be able to do a comprehensive written review, we'll just kind of go on Facebook Live and talk about the show. And we went on for like 11 minutes about the show because it was really funny. There were some outstanding performances. We're both vegan, so it was kind of a cool.
And there's like a vegan couple it's like a stereotypical like hippie kind of vegan couple.
Right.
And
Because all we do is sit around and do yoga and, and smoke pot.
Right. Well, the person smoking pot. Yeah, so there is just a trigger warning, I guess. There is some simulated smoking pot, but that wasn't even by vegans.
It was
by somebody else. So,
right.
And we didn't even talk about that in our quick take, that there's, but there is some simulated drug use. But it's a lot of, you know, funny interactions between people, and the actors were great.
Yeah, so congratulations to the Red Mask and a lot of actors we've seen before and we look forward to seeing again. It feels like we're kind of like getting to know
the Danville actors,
and the Heartland that we were talking about earlier is in Bloomington. So if you're in Champaign, we're kind of in the epicenter of all of this really exciting theater. We've got an interview coming up later in this episode, or with
the segment, right?
Of talking with a couple of the with the director and one of the leads in The Bridges of Madison County,
which couldn't be any different, more different. I feel like The Bridges of Madison County is like kind of heavy, and even though it's a musical, it's a lot. And
mm-hmm.
then Trouble of Cats is very just like lighthearted and really nothing heavy, at all. Even though, So
that's kind of cool.
You
They're just
options.
Going right down the street from each other.
Right.
Because Bridges of Madison County opening
at the
Fisher Theater. And that's not, though, for two more weeks.
Right.
So I was originally getting ahead of myself there, thinking you could, like, sit there in between them and decide, do I want heavy or do,
or do I
want light
tonight? But so many things to see in February. I mean, like, you could see theater every chance that you have.
Yeah, so our Now Playing and Coming Soon page is getting a pretty, as we can see, just in the next 3 weeks there's going to be six shows that you can see, and it's so exciting to have theater going again like this. We felt really I think we feel safe in most of the theater situations we've gone to.
Always check their websites for what their regulations are.
Both for your own comfort and then also so you know what to bring. Because, for instance, if you are going to see Life Sucks in Heartland, you're going to want to make sure you have your vax card or recent test. However, in Danville at DLO and Red Mask, you just need to stay masked.
Right.
Each theater is going to, and that might affect, you know, what you're comfortable doing. We talked with as you'll hear with the Bridges of Madison County, they are going to be performing this unmasked.
And it's a musical,
but they're creating a big buffer zone between the stage and where anybody's going to sit. So it's something, and if they don't have it advertised, you can usually get pretty quick feedback by just Facebook Messenger to the theater itself, or just contacting somebody associated with the production. And they'll let you know what you need to bring or what you should be prepared for.
And just be patient with everybody. We're all trying to do the best we can. All these theaters are trying to keep everybody healthy. And if they are checking vax cards, obviously there's going to be a little bit of a wait, or, you know, so just be patient.
Yeah.
So.
And we've got some auditions coming up. I don't have the audition music to cue that I would normally cue if we were in studio. But Station Theater has just cast Borderline.
Oh, that they're still looking for one
high school aged Latina.
Or 20 something. Yeah, like 18 to 24, I think, is an age range.
Okay.
Latina male.
Mm-hmm.
To play Tony, I believe.
Yeah.
And Borderline.
More information on the Station Theater website and on our See at the Show auditions page. We also have Decatur Danville added again with more auditions. Something Rotten, which is just an amazing show. Decatur and Danville.
Oh, okay.
Because we've got...
I see.
Just on our page, we go Decatur, then we go Danville, then we go Decatur.
I see. I'm sorry.
And I know that I usually conflate those, so I see why I was going to get some...
I was like, wait. Yes. We have Something Rotten at Decatur Theater 7.
Oh, my God. That's such a great show.
It's a great show. It was our first show that we saw in the pandemic.
A musical. There's nothing more amazing than a musical.
And then The Graduate at Red Mask Players.
Again, kind of
February
like...
February 7th and 8th. So
my reaction to seeing that The Graduate is a play is kind of like when I saw The Bridges of Madison County was a musical. I just think of it. Have you,
you just didn't know.
Do you know of it as a play?
No, I haven't seen it as a play.
So. Hmm. It'll be so interesting to see how that's cast, because that is like such a important casting choice with the ages. You can't get that wrong.
Right.
And so
it's pretty integral to the whole show.
It'll be interesting to see if old Brandon Moore is at it again.
Right.
I think he'd actually be perfect. So yeah. I hope you're auditioning, Brandon, but we'll see,
yeah.
I guess. And maybe, I guess neither one of us can audition for anything. Our plate, our cup overfloweth.
Yeah, it's kind of freaking me out that the Tempest on our coming soon, the Tempest for CUTC is on that page, because I feel like I'm in the Tempest and we just started rehearsals. It's just such a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
A little nervous. But it's going to be great. It's going to be so much fun. Shakespeare's always fun.
Yeah. And being snowed in, it's no excuse not to read lines. Hopefully people will be closer to getting off book because of the Snowmageddon.
Right.
So
we're both going to be at Parkland shows in different... But there's two theaters at Parkland. I'm going to be in the small black box theater, and you're going to be in the larger theater
with
SpongeBob.
Yeah, let's hope that all that is still possible in the months to come with COVID and with everything else that's going on.
Right. So get out there and watch some shows and audition and let us know.
Yeah, and we've got coming up right now, we've got an exciting interview with the director and actor of Bridges of Madison County, which is coming in 2 weeks to the Fisher Theater in Danville. And we're so lucky to have them on See You at the Show.
Now joining us at See You at the Show, we have the director and one of the stars of the Bridges of Madison County, which will be opening in, about 10 days or so for DLO Musical Theater over in Danville. We are joined by Heather Miyagi, the director, and Jacob Dieters, who is playing the role of who are you playing, Jacob?
I'm playing Robert Kincaid.
Okay. Well, welcome to See You at the Show. We're excited to meet you and hear more about this exciting musical. We haven't seen that many musicals since theaters reopened, have we?
No, that's been a challenge.
Yeah.
Well, you have the advantage of being at the Fisher, so you know people can distance and things like that.
Yeah.
So we did
absolutely.
Oh yeah, right. We just saw Elf there.
Yeah, right.
That was the first musical. Was that the first musical since Something Rotten?
Possibly. Yes, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is really ambitious, Heather. Tell me a little bit about your background in directing and anything you've done before in the area.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm actually a board member and a past president of DLO Musical Theater. And I got conscripted into directing this show. We had the season, we had this beautiful show, and we didn't have any director's submissions. And as it happens, this is my first show as a director. I've done a bunch of, I'm usually the stage set design, stage manager type of person, producer, you know. So I have been involved in an awful lot of shows, but generally not as first in command. So that's been kind of interesting and exciting. I have a really good team, though. I've got my stage manager is a super experienced director with an actual theater degree. And so I'm pretty comfortable. My music director is fantastic. He's done a bunch of stuff before, too. I have a really good choreographer, and my cast is just amazing. They are all fantastic and really professional and doing beautiful, beautiful things. So I'm super excited about this.
Well, let's put a name to some of these compliments, because we know David Zitch. He's done lots of work here in the Champaign area. And who's the choreographer?
Merritt Spicer, who used to be Roseland Dance, and she's done a ton of stuff for, she's had a whole, she just sort of retired from having her own dance studio. So she has a little more time for us, which is fabulous for us. It's really lucky. And Lisa Strain is my stage manager. She teaches in Champaign-Urbana right now in drama, and has done a lot of like Red Mask and DLO for just forever. So
The Strain family is amazing.
Yeah,
not much happens in Danville without the Strains being involved. I think Jerry's in the show, isn't he?
Jerry's in this show. Mm-hmm. Jerry and Laramie are in the show. They just both got lead roles in SpongeBob over there. So yeah.
Eric's in SpongeBob with them.
Yeah, I got to sit next to Laramie and Jerry during our first read through, and those two seem like they've been getting ready for this, for that, for
They're super fun. Laramie's another of my leads. He's got the role of Francesca's son in this, and he's fantastic. So it, like I said, I've got a really fantastic cast. I could not have asked for anything better. I'm just astounded continually at how many lovely things I see in rehearsal that I have not particularly asked them for, but they just, you know, come up with and do, and it's beautiful. So yeah.
Well, Jacob, you, based on my 5 minutes of internet research, you seem to be fairly new to the Champaign-Danville area, but you have been in Central Illinois in Springfield. Is that where you've done most of the acting?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Springfield, Illinois, and I kind of have been around the area. I've done, was in Bloomington for a couple of years, back to Springfield, and now recently moved with my partner over here to the Champaign area, and I was looking to get involved in theater back. I actually moved during the pandemic, so didn't really have an opportunity to, you know, to get really involved with anything, but I saw this opportunity popped up and was really excited to join.
Well, it's great to get to meet you, and as we'll take this opportunity to tell you, as well as all of our listeners, if you want information about auditions, opportunities, and shows that are coming up, seeyouattheshow.com is the place to go for information about such things. And so anyway, we're happy to get to know you. Jacob, have you done work with any of the Bloomington companies before?
Yeah, I did a couple productions with Community Players. I was in Avenue Q, I was Rod, and then I was Emmett in They're Legally Blonde several years back. So, primarily I've actually done a lot of work over in Springfield area. I don't know if how far your reach is, but I'm currently the president of the Springfield Theater Center over there. So I'm doing that remotely. Still and really involved over in the Springfield area still as much as I can be.
Yeah, I think we have not gone to a show in Springfield yet. We've promoted a few auditions that have been going on there, but I think that's probably next. We kind of have the I-74 corridor down more than
well, hit me up if you want to expand. I'm more than happy to connect you over there.
Yeah, well, that's great. I know that we follow some of the theaters there on Facebook, but I don't know that they promote, or we don't get as many updates naturally. So anything you want to send us, that would be great. So tell us about Robert Kincaid. Do you know, just kind of like what's it like playing this character? It's pretty, I guess, iconic for anybody who read books 20 years ago.
Right, and I've read The Bridges of Madison County, but I haven't seen the musical. And so maybe tell us a little bit like what the show's about.
Yeah, so the show primarily follows Francesca, who is an Italian immigrant who comes over to America. She has to flee her country during after the war. It's set in 1965 is when it's set. So about 20 years or so after she had to flee. So she's married to an Iowa farmer, and she basically the family is going off to visit or to go to Indianapolis for a state fair, and Francesca stays behind and falls kind of into an opportunity to learn a little bit more about this new this kind of person who's coming into town, Robert Kincaid, who's a photographer for the National Geographic, and so he's coming into town to take pictures of the famous covered bridges in the area, and which kind of then starts a 4-day kind of relationship between the two of them as they learn about each other and learn about their own. Their own passions and their own ability to fall into different kinds of love with each other as well.
You left out that he's supposed to be ruggedly handsome, Jacob.
Yes, apparently so. In the movie, those that had seen the 1990s movie, Clint Eastwood is the star of plays Robert in the movie version. So, I would hope that I'm as handsome as Clint Eastwood was in the 90s. I don't know.
I looked at the DLO, like the audition page or something, summarizing the show, and your summary was like almost like you were reading it, but you left out the ruggedly handsome. I appreciate the effort at modesty, but we got it. Yeah.
So Francesca is played by Tanya Arazi Combs, and she's a friend of ours. I produced a show that she directed here in town, and we're big fans. So
We've interviewed her several times. And then Brian Good is in your ensemble, who people in Champaign Urbana will know Brian Good from the last 5 years and other things that have gone on here.
My son Wade has acted with Alice before. So she's also coming in from Champaign, right? Or does she live out in that area?
Ellis Mansfield.
Oh, Ellis. Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, Ellis Mansfield is playing our Carolyn. So she's fantastic. Yeah. I know her mother pretty well. So Angie and I go way back to Sunshine 2 Theater back a really embarrassing number of years ago. So I was glad to have Angie come back out again. She's playing, and we were really lucky to get Ellis.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I see. Angie's also on the cast list. That's great.
Yeah.
So are the ages? So if Eastwood was playing Robert back in the 25 years ago, he was probably a much older character.
The show is written for slightly older people than the people who came out to auditions. So my cast is a little bit younger. But I think it's not particularly jarring, actually. So in theory, Francesca's 38 or 39, and Robert's a few years older, at least 45-ish. So we have a much younger Robert than that, but he's pretty convincing. So
yeah, and we were watching a little clip. Of the show that we'll probably play on the air. Maybe we've already played it.
The music is fantastic. The music is the thing that I really, really love about this story. It's Jason Robert Brown who composed it, and it's just tremendously beautiful music. So I'm super excited for that. And of course, Tanya, so you know she has a glorious voice. And Jacob has just as glorious a voice. And so I think for the music alone, it's just gonna be a really outstanding show.
Right, already just listening to some of the music, it's very emotional, even without seeing it on stage. So I can't wait to see it performed live.
Is there a style of music that you would put this into? It didn't really sound like pop.
It kind of has it's a really unique blend of like country, a little bit of a little bit of opera. A little bit of bluegrass. So they're really, it kind of does kind of blend a whole bunch of different kind of styles together. It makes this really unique sound that you don't really find in any other musicals, I don't think. Jason Robert Brown does a fantastic job on the influences of each character and bringing that into the story when they're singing. So it is beautiful.
Have you been rehearsing with an orchestra yet?
No, we start that on Sunday is our sits probe. So yeah, we've had a piano, and then one day one of the guitarists came in and performed which was a good help to kind of get us into the style and element of the music.
So from a COVID standpoint, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, that's been a challenge. So we are asking that all of our people, cast, musicians, crew, be vaccinated. We are still rehearsing masks. Tanya and Jacob took their masks off for the first time this last week. We are testing. People have been pretty vigilant and tested back into rehearsal after going anywhere or particularly after the holidays. We are performing, as you say, at the Fisher, which is a pretty big hall, which is a help. But we have put a pretty giant buffer zone between all of us and all of the audience, and we are doing some, social distancing. So audience parties will be seated at least 6 feet away from each other. We're asking people to mask while they're in the theater. We're just kind of taking every precaution that we can. So far, knock wood, our company has been pretty lucky. We have had a handful of isolated COVID cases within our cast since this summer, but we have not yet had any spread among cast members. Like, we've had a couple of people report that they had a positive test in each of our various shows. So like in Elf, we had one, and Hairspray, we had a handful. We had a couple really early in this production, but people caught it fast enough not to bring it back to rehearsal. And so we just have been isolating, quarantine, and containing things that way. And we're reasonably hopeful. The Fisher, I'm on the board at the Fisher Theater as well, and they have so far had pretty good luck at not hosting any super spreader events. And
right.
They've been pretty careful. I don't know if you know, but the executive director's wife is in public health, actually. And so we right. sort of the inside track on best practices and guidelines and things. And so they've been pretty proactive about their policies, and that helps us out too. So it's made it possible for us to keep making theater, and particularly musical theater, which is sort of a risky activity because they have been so proactive, because we've been trying to be proactive about being careful. So we considered briefly whether we needed to postpone just for the Omicron surge, but it looks like numbers are starting to come down again. So I'm pretty hopeful about this, and you know, we're just all doing the best we can. So
right. Well, we empathize so much with, as a director and like your producer and everything, how you have to day to day try to like juggle all this on top of creating an amazing show. So, you know, we appreciate all the stuff you do.
Yeah, we haven't, other than at Krannert, we haven't had to show vax cards yet, but we just got an email, I think last week, from Heartland in Bloomington, that they're going to require vax. But so that is not something you're requiring for your audience at the Fisher yet?
No, at this point, no. Unfortunately, Vermilion County has a relatively low vaccination rate.
Right.
And I just don't think we can do that. We are, as I said, asking our performers and our musicians and our crew and our, you know, all of us on our side that are sort of in together. And, you know, as of Tech Week, we'll basically be bubbled together. So that gets tricky. It's lucky because this cast is relatively small. It's a total of 17, including all of the ensemble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so that really
helped cool. us a little bit.
Uh-huh. That's really cool.
So but it's been kind of a white knuckle ride.
Right, sure. No, yeah.
So when do you open?
We're running February 11th, 12th, and 13th. So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We are moving in this Saturday, so about 10 days out. 7:30 evening performances, 2:30 on Sunday. Tickets are available at thefisher.com or through our website at dlo.theater.
So it's only one weekend?
It's only one weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's one of the limitations. Because we rent our venues, that's one of our limitations. We can really only usually run one weekend. So yeah, it's a little bit tricky, and maybe trickier now in a pandemic situation than it normally is, but that's how we roll. So
yeah, that's good. So, right. I mean, we like to like warn our listeners that if it's only one weekend, you need to get out there and see it. Also, how long is the show, and is there an intermission?
There is an intermission. I am not honestly fully sure what the runtime is going to be. We're sure. not quite that tight yet. Some of the other staged versions I have seen run about between 2 and 2:20.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. I'm not sure where we are yet.
Right.
We've started running. We've been running for about a week, but there are some things that could be tightened up, and it'll be different once we get stage crew going, because right now we're doing all our own scene changes and things, and so that always makes things a little bit slower.
I don't know how bad the snow is there. Are you going to be able to rehearse today, or what are you going to do?
We have rehearsal tomorrow night. I was going to go over and build some set today. I don't know. It's actually really beautiful out, but I'm not sure whether I'm making it over to Danville or not, because I'm actually physically in Covington. I live in Covington, so about 20 minutes out. So yeah, we moved our Tuesday rehearsal, thinking that we might have freezing rain Tuesday night to Monday night, and then we'll see about tomorrow. I'm hoping we don't have to cancel.
Right. Well. Jacob and Heather, thank you for joining us on See You at the Show. We look forward to seeing you out at the Fisher Theater next week.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you.
Okay.
Yeah, and let us know when your next shows are too.
So sure. Sure. We'll be having auditions for Mamma Mia sometime in March, I'm guessing. That's coming up. That's our next thing. So.
Oh, wow. There's been a Mamma Mia frenzy.